Hello, this is Commissioner Eric Boucher of District 4, and as always, it's a pleasure to serve as your county commissioner. I have a lot of stuff to go over here to convey some information to constituents out there. One, I want to state that adoption of pets is available at the Humane Society of Carroll County. They have a lot of animals that need some love and care, so if you get a chance, look up the Humane Society of Carroll County and see what you can do to help give those pets some love. Also, we have information from the Bureau of Aging and Disabilities, updates for seniors. Seniors on the Go Expo will take place September 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Shipley Arena. The theme is Reconnect, Create, and Contribute. The event will offer health screenings, proper use of mobile devices, designated veteran services area demonstrations, seminars, vendor prize bingo, and many others. Lunch will be available with purchase. There will be a Veterans Benefits Claims Clinic as well at South Carroll Senior Center on Wednesday, October 13th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, please call the Bureau of Aging and Disabilities at 410-386-3800. The event is made possible in partnership with the Maryland Department of Veterans Affairs, the Chesapeake Veterans Alliance, and Carroll County Government. Farmers Market coupons are available for older adults who meet income requirements. For information, please call 410-386-3800 or contact your local senior community center. Bureau of Housing update. We continue to work with HSP to assist individuals with Emergency Rental Assistance Program funding. Every Monday during the eviction proceedings at our local courthouse, one of our housing stability coordinators is present to assist clients with applying for emergency rental assistance funding. If you're faced with eviction, you can also call HSP at 410-386-6620 for assistance. Our Public Housing Authority has awarded 18 additional Family Unification Program vouchers that we administer in conjunction with the local Public Child Welfare Agency, Department of Social Services, Carroll County. You can contact them at 410-386-3600 as well. Also, our offices are available for walk-in assistance 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and Friday 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Please take advantage of those services if you're in need of them. I have a nice announcement that the Carroll County Business Employment Resource Center, as we call BERC, plans to offer welding training to help meet local demand for welders. The goal is to run two introductory classes to determine interest and aptitude of eight trainees. Following the introductory classes, BERC could offer three courses and have them completed within 15 days. The training will provide introductory welding instruction in a mobile trailer outside of 224 North Center Street, Westminster. Instruction will be provided by regional training experts at Earl Beck Gas Technologies. One course they offer is Fundamentals of Welding. This class is designed to provide necessary knowledge and skills for an entry-level welder, an oxy fuel, gas tungsten arc welding, gas metal arc welding, and shielded metal arc welding. This is a prime opportunity for people. If you have an interest in potentially becoming a welder, go for it. This has been my background trade, so I'm tremendously honored to see that the county is offering this service for people. So please take advantage of this. You can contact BERC at 410-386-2820 to sign up for the course. Please take advantage of that opportunity. We commissioners are beginning to plan our federal recovery funds. The grant is intended to assist county response to COVID-19, stimulate the local economy, and support long-term recovery. Eligible project categories include response to COVID, address the negative economic impact on businesses and individuals, serve hardest-hit communities and families, replace lost public sector revenue, premium pay for essential workers, invest in necessary water, stormwater, and sewer infrastructure, invest in necessary broadband infrastructure. Staff provided a high-level broad view on 44 potential projects with a total cost of $57 million. We commissioners will evaluate over the course of time what we think is determined best for our county, and then we will select the projects and implement them. If you're concerned, please weigh in with the county commissioner's office as what concerns you have. We'll be glad to listen and hear your concerns. County moving forward with the purchase of land for the landfill. We unanimously voted to acquire 326 acres of land from K&P Resource Recovery for a little over $13 million. The county has been exploring solid waste options, and this purchase adjacent to the existing landfill protects and preserves opportunities to expand the northern landfill in future and proactively use the land to pursue innovative solutions for the county solid waste programs. I'm a big proponent of this, and I'm absolutely ecstatic it's happening. No specific plans are approved for additional acreage yet, but the additional add-on will provide several scenarios to increase life cycle of the site, optimize the operation of improvements, and add flexibility to the solid waste master plan. With the purchase, Carroll County will have sufficient land for sufficient improvements to current operations as well as alternate waste, recycle, and diversion operations. Improvements could possibly include additional landfill cells, but also separate residential and commercial hauler entrances from Route 140, consolidate homeowner use area, expand yard waste and organic composting area, construction/demolition waste recycling, a replacement transfer station, and other reuse, recycle, and waste diversion technologies. This is an absolutely wonderful opportunity for us in the county to modernize our waste management facility, and it's a tremendous honor to serve on this board of my colleagues who helped take the initiative to make this happen. Habitat for Humanity of Carroll County Restore donation at the Northern Landfill. Restore is a nonprofit retail organization specializing in the resale of quality new and used building materials, home furnishings, and appliances to the public. Restore sells donated goods to raise funds to build or renovate affordable housing for families in need. This is a tremendous opportunity for us to help those in our community that need our help. Acceptable items and minimum amounts accepted at the Northern Landfill Recycling Center are as follows: tile, doors, lighting, floor covering, appliances, hardware, insulation, cabinets, lumber, marble tiles, sinks, stairs, toilets, and windows. So if you have any of these items, please take the opportunity to go up to the landfill and donate them and help out your less fortunate neighbors in the county. Here's an exciting thing for us. Now, I'm a fisherman, so here I'm announcing the late night fishing. Fish until midnight. Every first Friday of the month during the open season, March 1st and November 30th at Piney Run Park. Park will remain open until midnight for anglers that wish to fish at night. Upcoming fishing dates for midnight fishing are September 3rd, October 1st, and November 5th. If you catch a large fish during night fishing, it will also go towards the big fish contest. I believe that's like $1,000 or $1,500 you can win catching the biggest fish. And I know catfish get pretty big and they like feeding at night, so get on out there and give it a shot. We also have for fun this summer, summer movie nights. Top Gun is coming up. It'll be the 30th of July, 8:45 p.m. The location is Carroll County Sports Complex. Celebrate 50 years of wrecking parks for Carroll County by joining the summer movie nights at the park. And their feature film will be Top Gun. So you can always go online to the wrecking parks and register to attend that. It is free and a wonderful night for you and your kids to go enjoy. We also have tie-dye in the park, also on the 30th of July, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Location, Lester Park. Join in the fun. T-shirts are in celebration of 50 years of Carroll County Recreation Park. Come out to tie-dye, make a masterpiece out of chalk, and adventure on the playground. It is $10 to participate. You'll get a shirt and get a chance to tie-dye. That'll be a lot of fun for you and your kids as well. Pilates in the Park. That's July 29th, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Freedom Park. Pilates in the Park is a free hour-long mat Pilates session at Freedom Park. Classes will be held every Thursday in July at 7 p.m. Participants should bring their yoga mat or towel and water. This is open for all fitness and experience levels and will help you increase your strength, flexibility, and control of your mind and body. This is free. This is a wonderful chance to get out and stretch and enjoy your neighbors while taking care of your health. Adaptive Recreation Walking for Fitness, also July 29th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., Westminster Community Pond. Celebrate 50 years of the park and rec at the Westminster Pond. Walk at your own pace. We'll take breaks on the benches or continue walking straight through. It's completely up to you. There'll be a leader from Carroll County Recreation and Parks to assist. This is also free, and they'll meet at the park pavilion. Please come out and join in the fun. The 4-H Fair for Carroll County is coming up. That's July 31st through August 6th. That's 12 days of fun. We are having it this year. Since last year, we missed out. There'll be a full schedule of events this year for all ages to enjoy. Start your visit off by strolling through our vendor area to check out some of the local vendors and see one of our demonstrations provided by mobile glass blowing or blacksmithing, which should be a lot of fun. Get your kids out there. Some of this year's entertainment schedule includes a tractor pull, vintage farm stock racing, dirt drags, local bands, and one of my favorites, the car demolition derby. And this year's big entertainer will be Mark Chestnut. Check out our fair schedule or a complete list of events. While attending the fair, you'll also have the opportunity to sample some great food, so come out and have fun with us. Make up for missing it last year. And we also have Sykesville Sippin' on Summer Block Party, July 31st, 12 to 4 p.m. It'll be $40. You'll celebrate. You'll get a wristband. You get to sample all the different things. There'll also be a free shuttle bus from Sykesville Middle School, so you don't have to worry about trying to find parking downtown Sykesville. You can park at the middle school, and the bus shuttle will take you down. There'll be unlimited sampling of over 50 beers and seltzers, food trucks, artists and artisans, and live entertainment on our beautiful historic Main Street. So please come out there and enjoy Sykesville, enjoy the outdoor weather. And as always, I like to say it is an honor and pleasure to serve your county commissioner. And we have an absolutely beautiful county. Enjoy every moment you can, and please take advantage of all these announcements I made and enjoy the beauty of summer. God bless and have a wonderful day. Thank you.